I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories on Newsy. Workers have begun installing a fence around the U.S. Capitol ahead of a planned rally Saturday. The U.S. Capitol Police say they've asked permission to request assistance from the National Guard if it's needed. The Justice for J6 rally is a protest against the jailing of rioters in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. U.S. Capitol Police say they've been planning for the demonstration and have beefed up training, equipment, and technology since the insurrection. France says it killed ISIS's regional leader in the Greater Sahara in a drone strike last month. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that today. Authorities say the ISIS leader was riding a motorcycle in southern Mali when the strike was launched. The French government says he was responsible for ordering and overseeing attacks on U.S. troops, French aid workers, and thousands of African civilians. Moderna says new data from its large COVID vaccine trial suggests there is a need for a booster shot. The drug maker says the study shows protection from its shot slowly wears off over time. There were fewer breakthrough cases reported among those vaccinated about 8 months ago compared to those who got the shot 13 months ago. An FDA committee is meeting tomorrow to discuss the potential need for booster shots.
This is a great lesson in how science should do what it does, which is to look at the evidence, bring all the opinions together, and then make a decision. And I don't know why that should be seen as a negative when, in fact, this is the right way to get to the answer that we can actually defend and not something arbitrary.
The FDA will also discuss a booster shot of Pfizer's COVID vaccine and whether it's safe and effective. Jobless claims rose a bit last week just after hitting a pandemic low. 332,000 Americans requested unemployment benefits last week. That's up from 312,000 the week before, which was also the lowest number since March of last year. The slight spike may just be temporary. The four-week average of jobless claims still fell for the fifth week in a row to just below 336,000. SpaceX made history last night when it successfully launched four private passengers into orbit. It's the first mission to space with an all-civilian crew. Two contest winners, a healthcare worker, and a billionaire will spend 3 days in orbit before re-entering the atmosphere and splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.